The Department of Health and Human Services is taking on the simple premise of there's got to be a better way when it comes to technology projects. It is not just the experience they had with healthcare.gov, but the long history of failed IT programs across government. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller is here with a new approach to IT projects by the Department of Health and Human Services. How are they trying to bring innovation to technology programs at their agency?
Well, this is all an idea coming from the Chief Technology Officer from HHS, Brian Civic, and he's actually trying to bring this startup culture really to bear. Now, he calls it the HHS Buyers Club, and let's be clear, this is not the Dallas Buyers Club taking movie here. This is a different kind of buyer, if you will. Now, his is a buyer of procurement. This is the acquisition, really focused on the acquisition workforce. Now, Civic says the goal of the Buyers Club is twofold. First, it's to bring new vendors into the market.
Underneath the FAR, there are all of these legitimate and interesting ways of actually procuring things. We're focusing mainly on technology procurements because that's sort of, you know, one of the sort of most straightforward areas to start thinking about. But the problem is that both program managers who are responsible for the programs and buying the setting out the requirements to buy the technology and procurement officers are not really familiar with the sort of series of steps that you'd have to go through in order to run one of these, call it innovative procurements. So what we're trying to do is make it as easy as possible for somebody to digest that information and then utilize that knowledge to actually run one of these procurements.
Now, Civic says HHS will develop playbooks, checklists, other guides to help contracting officers better understand what they can and can't do. Now, we've heard this many times. If it's not in the FAR,
right,
you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if it doesn't prohibitively say in the FAR you can't do it, then therefore you can't. But so many people say, well, it's not in the FAR. Yeah. I think they say it just like that.
It's not in the FAR.
And I think what's going on here is him saying, okay, well, what is out there? And there's plenty of examples of innovation in the federal arena, but they're not well known.
I actually came across some really interesting work that had been done that detailed some of these ways of doing interesting and innovative procurements underneath the FAR. And then I thought, well, you know, if these things have been detailed and documented and there are case studies that exist for each one of these, why wouldn't we try to figure out how to spread that far and wide? So that's really where it came from. It's an experiment. We'll see if it works. But if we can prove with a few examples that this idea has potential and that we get better results with less money being spent in a shorter period of time, then everybody wins, right? So we'll see. I have high hopes, but, you know, again, it's not a guarantee. But we'll try it and see what happens.
Now, Civic says the rate of failure among IT projects, and this is why they're looking at IT projects first and foremost, especially those in the federal sector, is high. I mean, we talk about it on your show all the time,
mm-hmm.
problems with federal IT.
Yeah.
Now, one recent report from the Standish Group estimated 94% of all federal IT projects fail to adhere to cost, schedule, and or performance goals. I think that
That's number is
huge, but the way Brian broke it down for me, because I asked him the same question.
Yeah.
Was, no, it's not a failure as in, boom, it's toast in the garbage, but it's more of they have a cost baseline of $100, now it's $500, so that's a failure.
Right.
So while they could still deliver value, it costs them more than they thought, and therefore it's going to get a bad check mark.
Well, okay. We could do the whole rest of the show on the standards
But long story short, I think, is what this buyer club is trying to do, is say, how can we address these longstanding concerns about how agencies develop IT programs in a more innovative way?
What's the timing here, Jason?
Well, actually, the Buyers Club did a what we'll call a soft launch June 24th, so just in the last week or so. And then it's really going to get going really in the fiscal 2015. An HHS official tells me they wanted to start blogging on different topics and getting those early adopters interested. While at the same time, they realize that contracting officers, program managers, and other acquisition folks are in the busy season since the federal fourth quarter actually, you know, just started a couple days ago, July 1st. So there's not a lot of time in there for that innovation. So it's really 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Civic says he hopes to have that first draft of the playbook done this summer and even run a procurement or two through it this year.
We're out actively soliciting projects from across HHS right now. What's been very interesting to me is that as a few of the sort of early adopters within the agency have learned about this, they're just lining up at our door. Because what they've recognized is that the old way of doing things actually results in a lot of stuff that doesn't work very well. And so what's cool is that people really want to do things that work better, right? And if we can give them an opportunity to try something and take some of the risk on ourselves of it not working, then it gives them the opportunity to experiment with something that might actually result in not just a better outcome, but also a process that other people can follow.
Now, you heard Civic say to take on some risk themselves. I think part of the issue is contracting officers, and we've, again, talked about this a lot, face the tenant there, the tendency to be very risk adverse. Civic says he gets that culture issue.
I frequently describe my role as a risk aggregator, and I actually have in the past literally sent emails that say things like, "Dear John, I order you to do X, Y, and Z. Sincerely, Brian," just in case, right? Something goes wrong, they can pull out that email and say, "But Brian told me to do it." Because, you know, at the end of the day, if we don't start to try to accept risk, and by the way, these they're not crazy risks, right? They're theoretically intelligent risks to take that we believe, if executed in the right way, will result in a better outcome. And I'm willing to put my name on something like that.
Now, Civic says the goal is to keep projects small and improve as they go along. He says the Buyers Club is really trying to implement the agile approach to IT. And in fact, he found someone who understands this concept who's from the contracting world. Mark Nagar is actually leading the Buyers Club effort. He's on detail from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and Civic calls him the perfect person for the job. He has a contracting background, he knows the FAR, and he understands the program side.
So when people come to him and say, "It's not in the FAR," he can tell them that means you can go ahead and do it then if it's not prohibited.
Exactly. And then there's not a lot of people out there like that. Let's be clear.
So yeah, that combination of skills is not very easy to find. Now, okay, so HHS is doing this. We see 18F at the General Services Administration, the Digital Services Group at OMB. This is a trend. Is this coming off of healthcare.gov? Is that what's driving this?
You know, it really does feel like a growing trend across the government. I mean, innovative around IT projects. Now, is it because of healthcare.gov? It's hard to say. A lot of these things take time to be get put together. At the same time, I think the healthcare.gov debacle was just yet another red flag that people said, okay, again, there's got to be a better way. And then you're right. We've talked about GSA 18F, which is really an idea lab focused on short-term projects to improve federal services. The idea for them is to improve what is possible, deliver value at low cost. Then you mentioned OMB's digital services team. Jack Moore, our web editor, wrote a recent story about how they're going to create an A-team, that's what they're calling it. And their goal is really about staff of 25 technology professionals, mainly from outside the government, who's actually going to, what they call, parachute into the agencies on a 2 to 4 year rotation to help get new projects off the ground or to deal with projects that are off track. So I think those are the ideas. Now, Mike Posmantier is the DHS Science and Technology Director's transition to practice program manager in the cybersecurity division.
People seem to be a little bit more open to doing things a little bit differently now. I think they've started to recognize that idea that they're continually failing by doing the same thing. So in the last few months, I've been finding more and more people that are getting on board with this kind of stuff. For me, it's encouraging on the direction of where the government may be headed if we can continue to progress.
So really the key to, I think, all of these efforts, whether it's 18F or the Buyers Club or OMB's A-team, it really comes down to show value and success quickly. You can't take 9 months, a year, 18 months to show value, and I think everyone understands that. The other interesting aspect, I'll kind of just as a tag, as a trend to notice, is who are the people that are leading these efforts? In many ways, these are people with a lot of private sector experience and are mostly new to government. And I think that's just a fascinating concept where we're talking about the retirement drip, drip, drip that's been happening over the last few years. Well, then you have these new people starting to come in, and they're the ones, and not across the board, but in these issues that we're talking about, are bringing these new ideas to the government and trying to do these innovative things. And I think that's a very positive sign. I think it's a very important sign to say, hey, this is not just the same old, and people are trying to really look at the problem in a different lens.
We have a minute or so left, Jason. The 18F has not been met with a lot of enthusiasm in the vendor community. Can we expect, do you think, to see the same kind of reaction to some of these other efforts? Or because I don't hear anything in what Civic talks about to make the vendor community say this could potentially be bad for us.
No, because I think the difference is 18F is taking on specific projects that vendors go, whoa, I could do that.
We could do that, yeah.
But I think what Brian Civic is talking about with the Buyers Club is basically saying, what are innovations that we could do, maybe with challenges or prizes, that would bring vendors in as well. So they would still get their piece of the pie, if you will.
More on federalnewsradio.com.
And more tomorrow with Tom and Emily on the Federal Drive.